need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Good afternoon to you all. Well, the silly season is almost upon us. We're still, though, hanging on in there in November. So time for you to take 25, put your feet up, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Feel a bit like that today.
Especially the way that song ended.
Yeah, I feel a bit like that too, actually.
I know, and it's still November, but you know, next week,
silly season's going to start.
I'm so unorganized this year.
Who cares?
Yeah. Christmas Grinch, here we go.
You're not allowed to say that C word yet. Still November.
Okay.
Do you know what I want to chat about today? Because a few weeks ago, we talked about gardening. I think it was back, actually it was probably more than a few weeks ago, but anyway, obviously we start growing, the garden's growing, and often we get a whole lot more than we actually need. And I've found out about this little, I don't know what you call it, a little entrepreneurial, businessy type sharing thing, and it's called Ripe Near Me. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Well, it's the... I'll read here, actually, just to make sure I get it right. So it was founded by Alistair and Helena in Adelaide, actually, in Australia. So they're two foodies, very passionate about the local and fresh produce. But what they found, and this was back in 2012, they noticed that there's many citrus foods and stuff scattered around the suburbs full of fruit that nobody was eating.
Mm.
And as I was even reading that, I thought, gosh, we look around our streets and we have lots of fruit trees even on the streets, especially feijoas, you know, and you see when they're in season, they're all just laying on the ground. Yet the local stores are selling them for a heck load of money. So they thought, well, this just doesn't make sense. So here was their idea. Why not have a site that allows foodies connect with growers? And they thought it would be pretty cool if you could get all the fresh food from your local neighbourhood.
Fantastic.
So they've started the site, and you can go on and put wherever you are, and I presume what you do is you register as a foodie. But if you've got too much in your garden, so you can either give it, swap it, or sell it.
Fantastic.
And it means that people might come to your door. If you register yourself, they'll come and knock on your door and say, you know, hey, can we have a few extra tomatoes or whatever it is? And you'll take them out to the garden and they can pick fresh fruit from your garden.
An amazing idea.
Isn't that great?
I know just on our street, you walk around, you know, lemon trees and they're absolutely groaning with lemons.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if they would mind if we went and picked a few lemons. Why not?
And it's interesting because if I think back to my childhood, and I'm not sure if it was the same in South Africa, but or if you have lots of fruit trees in your back garden, but we were always swapping things with our neighbours.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. My folks were the same. That's incredible. And it's so true. You know, we've lost a bit of the community side of life, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we all live in communities. We all live in suburbs. But how many of us know our neighbours?
I know.
It's
quite sad. That's true. And I know last year, from my garden, I ended up freezing a whole lot of things because there was too much to eat at once.
Yeah.
And so I did make use of it by freezing it. And but I just thought, what a fantastic idea. And when you look on their website and just, I was looking at what their mission was, and they say that they've had a real hard time actually condensing their goals and ambitions into one mission statement. So they've given us a whole lot of bullet points instead, which I thought, well, that's quite cool. And so let's have a look at these. So their first aim is to dramatically increase the quantity of urban and sustainable grown foods. And they believe that backyards, front yards, balconies, roofs, vacant blocks and other empty urban spaces are perfectly good places to grow food. So why not utilise them?
Absolutely.
And I know it happens a lot in the schools here, but I've also heard of, but I'm not sure where they are, where a community has got together and put a plot together and they can all go and help themselves.
Yeah. I actually where did I see it? I think it was on Facebook, that in South Africa too, there's one gentleman in particular that has opened up his front yard and made it into a veggie garden and encourages, you know, people to come along and,
it's fantastic.
Great to get some veggies, particularly those that are homeless and, you know, struggling with food. It's incredible. Just shows what we can do if we all stand together and work together.
I remember when I was in England years back, and I presume it still happens, is they'd have their own little plots, their garden plots, and, you know, I presume if you lived in very high density, you know, you didn't have room for any gardens, and so you'd have a plot. And I always wondered, actually, whether your stuff would get nicked from your plot, but I'm sure everybody had their own little system there. Now, one of the other aims is to provide a platform for growers to establish a profitable ecosystem or micro farm as well. This one I like, though. Give passionate foodies better access to the best local homegrown and in-season food.
Mm,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And now, of course, we're up here in Auckland, so I did go up and have a look.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of clicked on the Auckland area, and there's quite a few registered here in Auckland.
Already? That's fantastic.
So, and I have a feeling it's not just in Australia and New Zealand. I'm sure it's because I saw a comment, actually, from somebody in South Africa. So it must be an idea that they've spread.
That's
and I suppose with GPS and stuff, you know, you've got that.
Easy to find.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea. You know, we need to get back to that community feel, that helping each other. It's not all about, you know, one person, me, 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 I. It's about helping each other.
Yeah. And when you think about the spaces as well, you know, on the railings, on your deck,
exactly.
You can pop a few pots and stuff. The other couple of aims, add variety to the foods we grow and eat. And that's interesting because I remember when we were talking about me growing some of the vegetables that I couldn't grow carrots for love nor money. I'd be happy to go and swap something for
something
some
for carrots.
Nice growing carrots, yeah. But it also means that in different areas you will get different foods because they'll grow better in that particular area. And I think they might have been, I might have actually cottoned on to this because they were talking about it on another radio station I was listening to, and they were talking about that kumara is only grown in Dargaville, up north, or Ruawai.
Really?
It's the only place that really grows well in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that is the bulk of where kumara are.
Because they said that we're having a struggle with kumara at the moment. Because of the wet weather.
Yeah, and potatoes
as well. And potatoes, yeah.
I can grow both of those really well.
Oh,
and they pop up every year, so I do have my Christmas potatoes in. Yeah. This one, of course, reduce food waste.
Yes.
Because, you know, as you said, and I think we both have, we've gone past people's places, there's just fruit rotting on the ground, and, you know, that's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it, really? And of course, to improve people's quality of life and health, creating
fresh
food.
Yeah. There's no excuse that it's too expensive, or we can't get to it, or we can't grow it.
And also, it means, you know, again, you're going out. You're going out to somewhere. It's not costing you any money, but you're going on a little trip.
Yes.
Take your little basket with you, and you'll be fine. Yeah. Let's just take a break and we'll come back with the last three aims. But that's ripe near me. And we will put this up on our Facebook page because I think if you've got a garden or fruit trees that, you know, you can share and swap, get on there. All right, we'll just take a little break. We'll see you back here shortly.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, hot damn. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot, hot damn. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot, hot damn. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. My band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show up. Smoother than a fresh drop.
Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band buy up that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freaked and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch. Come on.
Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh! Woo!
Woke us up a bit. Now, if you've just joined us, we are talking about Ripe Near Me. And so this is about sharing food, swapping food, all of your locally grown stuff. So thinking about just the last couple of aims in their mission and their kind of goals is, again, to encourage more sustainable living and reduce our impact on the world's resources.
Mm.
So that makes sense
it
as well, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Yeah. We all make a difference.
Yeah. And it means, you know... Well, like us, we want to live off the grid and be sustainable to ourselves. But it is, you know, growing a bit of fruit, it means we're not importing stuff. It's not coming across.
Yep.
So,
All adds up.
Now, this one's an interesting one. Improve global food security. Now, I don't really know what that means.
Improve global food security. Well, I suppose it's making sure that we all actually have food.
Yeah,
because
maybe.
There's been a talk about the food shortage.
Well, that's
true. More mouths to feed and not enough people able to grow the food and soil to sustain us. So maybe that's what they mean.
Actually, and thinking about that, the word food security, and again, this was in an article I read, and they were saying that they had to caution about using that term. They were talking about pukekohe and the potatoes, because that's a big area for those of you who are not in Auckland, where we grow most of New Zealand's potatoes, apart from down in the South Island as well. But it is getting... of course, we also have a housing crisis here, and so that land has been taken...
Oh.
A very, very, great arable land being taken for housing.
Houses.
And so they were saying we actually have to be careful about which land we take.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise we will be importing those things because we have...
extra cost.
Yeah.
Mm.
And why should we not be able to grow it ourselves? So, but yes, I don't know, there's one take on it, but I'm not 100% sure what global food security means.
I think it has got to do with, you know, making sure that we've all got food to eat.
Yeah, maybe
and
so.
And if we're all helping each other and not allowing the food that we might have in our backyards or front yards, you know, go to waste.
Yeah.
Where they're perfectly healthy and good enough for people to come and collect, buy, purchase, swap, whatever.
And that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
And their final aim is to make the world a better place.
Aww.
Yeah.
And we can all make a difference there too.
Mm. And as you kind of said at the beginning, you know, it's about community. We've lost that community feel. Mm. So this brings back that feel of community, you know, where we're sharing, we're feeding each other, all of those types of things. So
sharing is caring, they say.
Hey? Yeah.
So I think that's fantastic. I think we all can learn from that and start doing something towards that.
So they've got a Facebook page. They've also got a website. So we'll put that up on our Facebook page. And so you can click in and have a look. And maybe if you've got that garden or those fruit trees in the backyard that you don't need all of that fruit or veg, then register yourself and become part of that community
Absolutely.
Of sharing.
Because I know some council parks have trees, fruit trees in the parks.
They do, yeah.
So, you know, it's the same there. A lot of that fruit just goes to waste if people don't realise, oh, we can actually pick this and eat it.
Actually, I know one park in Auckland, and there used to be part of a farm that had avocado trees, and there were these huge big avocado trees. Nice. And it was kind of in the back and the beyond, but quite a few people knew where they were.
Yeah, because avos are expensive.
Yeah. And those would be collected.
Oh,
yeah,
good. Yeah. I can imagine. I think if we all keep our eyes open, you know, and we start working together to support each other, you know, it does. It makes the world a better place.
And maybe if you do walk past somebody where, as you said, you know, with your neighbours with the lemon tree growing away under
knock
all
on the
its
door
fruit.
And say, would you mind?
Yeah. Can I just take a couple of those?
I might actually do that this weekend because I'm running out of lemons.
And if I'd known that, I would have brought you in some today. There you go.
Communication, huh?
Eh? Do I care enough?
You do. It's all about caring and sharing.
So let's get out there and share and care, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Listen on demand. Pod it. Your favourite shows are waiting on planetaudio.org.nz.
Wild beaches.
The number of restaurants.
I love cycling around the waterfront.
Seeing the sea and knowing that it's full of dolphins and whales.
I go tramping every weekend.
30 years loving Auckland.
There's always something interesting, something new to find.
The harbour is absolutely amazing.
Something's always happening.
Our diverse city.
They're amazing.